I remember, you know, crying over, well, looking at, you know, my newborn baby in the cot, thinking it's all my fault that this, you know, this child's going to have a terrible life simply because I was going to an interview. And obviously that's not rational. And I tried things like self-help books, the CDs, and it wasn't until I went to see a hypnotherapist that I was able to basically get rid of all those thoughts about not being good enough. Once I realized I could help people overcome anxiety and panic attacks, then I knew that the right thing to do for me was to set up on my own and help as many people as possible. Hi, I'm Dan from Dan Regan Hypnotherapy, and welcome to Ely. And if you just follow me through, I'll take you through to where all the hypnotherapy happens. So at the moment we're in Ely Complementary Health Centre, and this is the room in which I help people do things like overcome their anxiety and their panic attacks. So it all happens in here. When people come through, they grab that blue chair there, and we get cracking on helping them make those changes.
It's relatively dimly lit. It's quite relaxing as soon as you walk through the door, all part of the ambiance that you're trying to create, I guess.
Sure, yeah, the more comfortable people feel, the more relaxed they feel in the room and obviously with me and how we're going to do things, then the better the changes that we make and the quicker we can kind of help people move from where they are to how they want to be doing things. Yeah, so grab yourself that blue chair there and just get yourself comfortable. Okay, so first of all, I explain to people about what hypnosis is and what it isn't. Because essentially hypnosis, it's a normal, natural kind of way of thinking, way of doing things. We all experience trancey, hypnotic kind of moments every day.
Such as in what sort of situation?
So for example, people get it a lot when driving, those particular moments where you kind of zone out, you're thinking about something else, and then you suddenly come back to where you are on the road.
And you think, I can't remember the last 10 minutes of the journey.
Sure, and that's exactly kind of the trancey kind of thing. The whole time you knew where you were. If someone poked you and said, you know, where are you, you'd have known. But we kind of run on autopilot. We run those kind of habits. We still look after ourselves. We still kind of keep our eye on the road. But in our heads, we're somewhere else thinking about something else.
Mm. So the hypnosis part, I mean, people have a preconception. I mean, I don't know if you've got a little pocket watch which you'll sort of dangle in front of my eyes, you're feeling very sleepy, and then you'll click your fingers and I'll be out. I mean, is it anything like that?
Sure, so no need for watches these days. That's very much how they did things, maybe 100, perhaps longer than that ago.
Are people out when you're hypnotised, or do you have an element of control over what you're saying or doing?
When people are hypnotized, to be honest, they have more control over how they think about things, their thoughts, their beliefs than at any other time, because they put everything else to one side and they really tap into that kind of deeper part of us that runs those kind of things.
I came to see Dan because I have a fear of flying. I first noted the first time I flew when I was 13 years old, and I don't know where it came from, but it got worse as I got older. To the point where I didn't want to go on holiday abroad anymore because it wasn't worth the pain of how I felt before I flew, while I was flying and while I was on holiday dreading the flight home.